Mr. Simmons, rail 4. Now, you're not sure when it was, but you were in operations in the Mount Grandy area. Can you tell us about that?
That's facing Bologna, the town. In the Gothic line. It was the Gothic line.
And what happened there?
We took over from the Americans there, and I remember going in, actually, the Americans, amazingly, were pulled out. They'd thrown hundreds of tins away, food. And you know what, the breakfast, dinner, we had a grand time there. I was on an advance party as well, you know. And the American sergeant took me down to the advance position, and showed me the its and buts. But amazingly, they looked after their troops. They'd even got some of the rear positions, the foxholes, as they call them. They'd got tanks up there running electric to them, the lights. And they'd thrown all these hundreds of tins away. Anyway.
What happened when you were at Mount Grandy?
Well, Mount Grandy, I'll say. I went forward there on a forward position, and I remember when we'd gone forward there, and we had a contact back to headquarters on the phone, because I was on advanced party there. I were in front, you know. If attack come in, we had to broadcast back to, obviously base. But anyway, all of a sudden it come through. It was when Roosevelt. I learnt about Roosevelt. So when would that be? Was that January?
I don't know.
45. That was in 45. That must have been. We must have been there on 45.
That's his death, was it?
That was when he died, because it come over on the phone.
And what happened while you were in Mount Grandy? Facing Bologna.
Well, not a lot there. There wasn't. There were just Wallace patrols went out, fighting patrols. There wasn't a big battle there. We hadn't.
Were you on any of the fighting patrols?
On the patrols, yeah, but the Jerrys were pulling back like mad, so we never came in contact with any. No, but the Americans had taken Mount Grandy, and that was the CD division. I don't know what I said, what's that stand for? He said the Custard Division, so I don't know whether it was the Custard Division or not, I don't know. But
what happened next?
Well, we were up there for, it must have been when Roosevelt died, and we pulled back, and we went on to the Senio then, the River Senio.
What happened there?
Well, on there, that's where I got injured.
Tell us the story then.
Well, we'd gone forward, actually, on the Senio River. I think it was about the first night, like a bend in the river. We'd put our units out in the slit trenches, and we could hear the Germans across the river. There was a motorbike that was making a hell of a noise. Anyway, the following night, we were going in position with this Corporal Jones. I was in his section, and all of a sudden, we heard this. I don't know whether it was a self-propelled gun or a tank moving about. All of a sudden, wham, this shell hit the banking and knocked Corporal Jonesy in front of me. Started screaming. He'd been hit in the leg. I got a bit in a hand and my leg, but not too bad. But I think he lost the leg, actually, after. A fellow over here, Parkinson, which I mentioned before, he got hit in the head, but not too bad. Jones was the worst one.
And what were your wounds like? How bad were they?
Not too bad. I was away for, 6 weeks out of action.
So quite bad, then? I mean,
yeah,
they were wounds.
Well, all right.
And what was the date, would you say, this was? Just February-ish?
I was injured on the 29th of January, 1945. They sent notification to my mother.
And so you've got just these two minor wounds, but wounds all the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they hurt, or did it hurt?
Well, I had to go in dock, and outside, in my leg here, and also, you can see it's 60 years ago on my hand.
I see the scar.
I ran forward to pick Jonesy up, and I couldn't move. I feel it as well. But anyway,
now, where were you? What about your hospital? Your period in hospital. How were you treated there?
Oh, very good. Yeah. Well, it was like a first aid station. You know. Well, it was a hospital. I don't know. I can't remember the number of that one now, actually. But it was a first.
And what did they do for you? I mean, did they just bandage it up, or was it? Did you have an operation?
No. I had. They put. I don't know. There must have been something in my leg. They must have got that. I must say, I think it was about 6 weeks I was out of action.
So from February to March.
I was back in the line.
How did you feel about going back to your unit? I mean, were you did you fancy going home?
No, it didn't bother me much. I was only hoping the war would be over. I was get back, get it over.
So what happened next? Where were they when you rejoined them?
I think they were at his place, at Fawley. At Fawley, I believe.
And that would be about March?
Yeah, March that was, yeah.
And what happened when you rejoined them? Was there any more fighting, or was it...
No, we were... That was in March, yeah. We pulled back in reserve... and we finished up the war, when the war finished, actually. We were looking after prisoners, German prisoners.
Tell me about that.
It was... most of them were... I don't know what unit they were, but there was quite a few Tiger Tank fellas there. And I remember playing chess with him. And I beat him as well. I beat him at chess.
Was it a camp, or was it just
it was a prisoner war camp, a small prisoner war camp there. Now,
did you get well with them? How did you treat them, or how did you feel about them?
I always thought they were in the, you know, a lot of them didn't want to. They weren't that concerned with the war like we were. They were just made, you know. Given a gun and told her, go away and fight. In fact, I'll say this much, though. I've spoken to one or two there. Were quite prepared to fight on the Russians, to go and fight the Russians. You know, you thought they'd have had enough, wouldn't you? But they were quite prepared to go back in the line and fight the Russians at that time.
So you were there from April to May, and you were there when the war ended?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you remember? Was there any celebrations when the war ended?
No, there was darn all. I was stuck with those, we were stuck with them prisoners there. And I say, they just said the war was over. I don't think they'd even sent a drink down.
And how did you feel when you heard?
I was relieved. Aye. Get me home, Mum.
That's what you felt? You just wanted out?
Yeah.
So what happened next then? What? Just sketch in for us what happened, you know, before you got home.
We were sent up onto the, I don't know whether you know the full procedure, but the Yugoslavs had wanted Trieste, you know, and the partisans... The Yugoslav partisans had come down nearly as far as Venice. Right ramshackled lot. Everyone had shot... I never met one that hadn't shot 20 Germans himself, so I don't know what the hell we were doing there.
The whole battalion went to Trieste?
The whole battalion... We went to Pula, it was then, to the oil refinery first. To Pula. To the oil refinery, looking after it. That was in the peninsula. You know where Paula is, yes, there. And we were on the oil refinery for a while. And the Yugoslavs a little place called Sabina. We were stuck up there. I don't know whether you know the situation after the war. It was nearly a set to with the Yugoslavs and the Allies, because they wanted Trieste, but we were sort of on what they call the blue line, Peter. Have you heard of it? The blue line. That was between Yugoslavia and Italy. They decided on the blue line, and the Yugoslavs had to go that side of it. Well, we were up there for a few months.
Was there any trouble with the partisan? How did you get on with the partisan?
Well, they were aloof in a sense. I remember going to a football match up there between the Yugoslavs and our unit, the King's Own. And we weren't allowed, the ones that were allowed up there, to take any weapons at all to, cause any aggro. But the Yugoslavs had ringed the pitch with machine guns. So I thought, God, I hope our fellas don't score first. Anyway, they won, so thank God. But also, they laid a dance on once, which we were invited. I was invited with a few others. And it was Italian. Obviously, it was Italian before the war. So we got Italian girls there, but there was these Yugoslav girls, built like all in wrestlers, with grenades shoved down their belt, dancing about there. I thought, God, I hope one of our fellas don't get fresh with them. Somebody be slipping a Mills grenade down his trousers or something. But anyway, it was
so how long were you there?
It was a matter of a couple of months, I think. Then I was moved back to Trieste. the 10th Battalion, the 10th Indian Division, all the Indians went home and we were left there. So we were incorporated into the Guards Brigade. And that's when I went into the MT section, motor I was driving. Brigadier Erskine. Who was the other fellow? Major Robbins. He was in the...
When did you learn to drive?
In the army, yeah.
So you were a driver for an MT in the MT section. So that's the headquarter company.
Yeah. That was right here, Trieste. Brigade. I was a brigade driver. That was in...
So you were attached to the brigade?
Attached to a guards brigade. Yeah, I was driving the brigade major from the... Scots Guards, and also there was Brigadier Erskine. He was Scots Guard, but he got, funnily enough, I was reading the paper when I come home, it was two or three years after. He'd been shot down in Malaya in one of them shifty spotters. What do you call them? Paper.
Did you enjoy being a driver then?
Yeah, great stuff. I used to drive Major, I used to drive Major Robbins. He used to go up to Trieste Airport, and he used to fly off to Austria for point to point. So I had all the weekend for myself. Yeah.
So how long were you doing that for?
About 12 months, I should say.
Into 1946?
Yeah, 46, 47. That's when I came out. Mm. Came here.
So right until 1947. When were you demobilised from Trieste, were you?
No, from here. Baron Barracks.
So when did you leave Trieste?
Oh, it must have been when did I got demobbed. Ooh, heck. Can't remember.
1947, though.
It'd be 47, yeah. It must have been beginning because must have been about February. 47.
When were you demobilised?
Sorry?
When were you demobilised?
About March, I suppose.
And what did you plan to do when you came out of the army? You'd been in the army 5 years.
I went back. Obviously, they wanted to keep you in the army, but I went back onto grocery. I went to the co-op as a grocer again.
Not as errand boy, though?
Oh, for God, no. no, no.
And did you enjoy it as a gross? I mean, after the army, did it?
Oh, I liked it, yeah. I was like a gross.
And that was your career, wasn't it?
Well, no, actually. I got married. I met a girl here when before I got before I got debobbed.
At Lancaster.
Lancaster. I corresponded with her, and we married in 1950. Well, I came up here, and that's when I joined the. I got onto insurance, Refuge Insurance Company.
As an insurance
Clerk. Agent.
Agent, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how had the war affected you? Do you think, good and bad? If it had?
In what respect?
Any respect? Physically, mentally? How you thought about yourself and other
people?
Well,
I suppose it made you independent, obviously. But I must confess, actually, when the war, just after the fighting finished, you find it a heck of a job to adjust, really, because you couldn't even sleep, thinking about it. I don't know, these lads, I think, are the same now.
So you had problems, but they were mostly while you were acting as a driver that you had...
No, not as a driver, no, as an infantry.
No, man. I mean, but while you were being a driver, you were having problems.
No, it never, not that long, I don't think. Not that long.
So it was just for a week or two?
Well, it was a few months, after you came out the line, it did affect you. But I think...
But nothing long-term?
Nothing long-term, no.
Your wounds, no problem with
them? No.
And what about the association? You're a member of the Regimental Association.
Yeah,
that important to you?
Oh, yes. I think it's... I've met some good friends there. I was the secretary for 12 years for them. I took them all over, 40, 50 men. We used to go to the standard parades at Ulverston, Kendal, Carlisle, Manchester. I used to organise the trip, coach parties. We had some darn good times, really. Yeah.
So you enjoy it. It's worthwhile for you.
Oh, darn good times, yeah.
Thank you very much.